Thank you, Mr. President, and congratulations on your presidency. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union. The former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Serbia, Montenegro, Albania, Bosnia and Herzegovina, the Republic of Moldova, and Georgia aligned themselves with the EU statement. Mr. Chairman, the European Union strongly condemns the latest ballistic missile launch by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea on 29th of May 2017, which is yet another serious violation of the DPRK's international obligations under multiple UN Security Council resolutions and represents a threat to international peace and security. The European Union urges the DPRK to fully abide with all UN Security Council resolutions and immediately halt all launches using ballistic missile technology, stop all nuclear tests, and abandon its nuclear, other weapons of mass destruction, and ballistic missile programs in a complete, verifiable, and irreversible manner. A consistent and effective international reaction is required to respond to the grave and increasing threat posed by the DPRK's illegal programs. All states need to fully implement the relevant UN Security Council resolutions with regard to the DPRK. The European Union calls on the DPRK to re-engage in a credible and meaningful dialogue with the international community. The European Union also calls on the DPRK to return at an early date to the NPT and IAEA safeguards to ratify the CTPT and to refrain from any further action that would only increase regional tensions to the detriment of all. I thank you, Mr. President.